This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Planned Parenthood saved lives of a lot of pregnant women. I went to Catholic school for like 12 years, so I'm ready to fight, but I think that Planned Parenthood does a lot of good for, like, just pregnant women and women in general.
Does Planned Parenthood do good for babies' lives who are terminated in their facilities?
Well, the babies' lives aren't terminated because they're not alive. They're still within the mother's capacity who has a right over her own body.
It does matter because you're ending a life.
It's not a life.
When does it become a life?
When it is born.
What do you think about communism? Do you like communism?
Yes.
Hello? He's mad.
Oh. It's just that, like, Israel's, like, committing war crimes against Palestinians. Meanwhile, like, Rutgers is investing millions of dollars in corporations that are contributing to this.
To the war crimes?
Yes.
Rutgers is contributing to war crimes?
Essentially, yes. By investing in companies like Lockheed Martin that are war profiteers, they're encouraging the behavior.
Oh, God. It's kind of like Democrats and federal funding getting involved in Planned Parenthood. They're funding genocide.
I wouldn't say that because Planned Parenthood saves lives of a lot of pregnant women. Like, even if we don't look at abortion at all, just think about, like, all, if you were to defund Planned Parenthood.
Why would we completely not look at the number one profitable thing that Planned Parenthood does, which is terminating lives? Why are we going to skip over that? No, let's talk about it.
Okay, well, I went to Catholic school for like 12 years, so I'm ready to fight, but I think that Planned Parenthood does a lot of good for, like, just pregnant women and women in general. Like, if you were unable to afford,
Planned Parenthood does good for pregnant women. What about the babies that they terminate? Do they do good for them?
Well, they would do good for women who also aren't pregnant.
Just answer my question. Does Planned Parenthood do good for babies' lives who are terminated in their facilities?
Well, the babies' lives aren't terminated because they're not alive. They're still within the mother's capacity who has a right over her own body.
So they're not alive?
I think that there's, like, a different alive is not a good word to use because a plant is alive, but do you feel bad when you accidentally step on it?
Personally, I do, yeah. I love nature of all kinds, yeah.
I love nature.
But are you comparing a human to a plant?
I'm kind of more like a leech.
A leech?
Yeah.
Can you explain that one? How is it a leech? Give me the definition of a leech and then kind of convince me that that's what a baby is.
The baby is, like, just, like, sucking off the mother's nutrients, similar to how a leech latches onto your skin and can't leave, especially in instances of rape or, like, assault where the woman does not want to be pregnant. It's unfair and triggering to her to have to carry that child to term. What if the child was going to kill? Do you support abortion if, say...
No.
But what if the mother would have done... It's the mother or the baby.
When does that happen?
Often?
No. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Why doesn't that ever happen?
So when would that happen?
I'm not here with all the facts. I'm just like...
There's not an instance where a termination has to happen because the mother's life is in danger where the baby can't be saved. So an ectopic pregnancy is not one of those cases. I'm sure you're referring to later terms of termination of pregnancies because the mother's life is in danger, and that's not the case. Do you know how a late-term abortion is carried out?
I support late-term abortion.
Do you know how it's carried out?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter because you're ending a life.
It's not a life.
When does it become a life?
When it is born.
So what is the magical, is there magic in the air and the oxygen? Is oxygen magic for that baby to come out, for the baby to come out the day after it was in the womb? So it's born. That what's in the air? Is it magic fairy dust that makes it a person?
Oh, I changed my mind. It's actually when the child can survive without the mother, like, without the mother's, like, help. So, like, once the umbilical cord is cut and once the child is, like, breathing on its own and can, like, find nutrients.
Do you think the mother has a choice when the umbilical cord is not cut then?
That's, like, sketchy because you're already, like, going to cut it. Like, it's already breathing once it comes out. So once it starts, like, breathing out.
So why does breathing make you a person? But the day before, when you're in the womb, you're not.
Do you remember being in the womb?
I don't remember breathing and getting my umbilical cord cut.
You're probably... I don't know. I think you're, like, on some crazy shit.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take your children and yourself and hide.
Finally today, here in the fourth hour, I want to play another clip from Saturday Night Live last weekend, which is really very sad, where they fictionalize what happens to a lot of people, millions of people every year, men and women, where they think that there's some online lover who really cares about them, and that they just give them all this money and fly them to some meeting place that supposedly they're going to have this great romance. And so many people are desperate for love that this is what ends up happening, but it's more expansive than this. It's like the Nigerian email or phone scams. You want to believe that Prince Boo-Boo's called you. You want to believe your special day has come. You want to believe that all these wonderful things are unfolding. And then once they get the first amount of money from you, you don't want to admit you've been conned, so you stay in the game. That's exactly what leftists are like, believing in socialism, believing in communism, and being conned over and over again when it only works for the people that are running it and controlling it. And real capitalism, even with its corruption problems, is light years better. So I don't think this is very, very funny. I think it's very, very sick. I think it's very, very sad. And they make a joke out of it on Saturday Night Live. But nevertheless, a lot of the people laughing in the crowd are leftists, and they're just as conned as this fictional character. So here it is.
Honey, this has been a really special vacation. Thank you.
Oh, hey. It's not every day my man graduates veterinary school.
Well, I didn't graduate. I'm not going anymore.
Still something to celebrate.
Two Coco Locos.
Oh, we didn't order these.
Oh, compliments of the gentleman over there.
How are you folks this evening?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I couldn't be any freaking better. Woo, I'm in love!
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she's going to meet me. Her name is Sabina. She's from Moldova.
Oh, cool. How did you meet?
On a website where you look for Moldovan women. I sent her flowers that cost $800.
Wow, you must be well off.
Well, I do what I can. It's worth it when you're in love. Like this trip to Mexico.
Lobster for Tim?
Yes, that's for me and Sabina. She's my girlfriend from Moldova, and she's meeting me here in Mexico.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we're in love. And that's why I bought her a plane ticket from Moldova to Mexico to meet me. And I bought the lobster and caviar for dinner for two. It's prepaid.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, she's a very lucky lady.
Is she still up in the room, or?
She's coming from Moldova. She should be here any minute. It's the first time we've ever met in person.
Oh, huh.
You want to see a picture of Sabina?
Oh, sure.
What do you think? She's beautiful, right?
Wow, a lot of makeup.
Very pretty.
Never seen a phone screen that cracked.
You want to see one of just the bod?
Oh, no.
Check that out, right? Right? This guy knows what I'm talking about.
I don't want to do that.
My mom says I make bad choices. Yeah, right.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks for the drink.
I'm in love! Woo! Oh, that's the Sabina now.
Oh.
Hi, baby. What? What do you mean, baby? What are you saying? So you're not coming? Well, where are you now? Moldova? Well, I can buy you a new ticket. Baby, no, wait. Baby, don't. Wait.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I need a minute.
Okay, sir?
Sabina dumped me. My credit card bounced on her ticket and she dumped me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's really tough.
Yeah.
So do you still want the caviar service?
Yeah, I paid for it.
Well, I'm really sorry.
Yeah. I'm not well off.
What's that?
You said earlier I must be well off. I'm not. I'm a shoe shiner on an outside street. And I wash feet at a salon.
Oh, okay.
I can't even pay for this stupid lobster I'm eating. I borrowed the money from the moth to pay for this trip. But now Sabina's not even coming.
Oh, you're not supposed to eat the shell.
Well, I don't know that. I've never had lobster before. I'm allergic.
You two should have these.
I bought them for Sabina, but they're useless now.
I'm sorry, what is this?
Candy panties for Sabina. Because she's sweet like candy. And she wears panties.
I think we're good. We're good.
Then don't think of them as panties, all right? Think of them as regular candy. I only wore them once.
Oh, no. We're only here for two nights, so.
I'm going to FaceTime Sabina, okay, and to convince her to come to Mexico.
Hello?
Sabina, it's me, Roscoe. I'm your baby, remember?
I don't know. You never send me money anymore.
I can send money. Now, if I send money now, will you come to Mexico?
I don't know.
Baby, come back to bed.
I'm working.
That's her brother.
I have to go. Goodbye, Roger.
It's Roscoe. And should I wait for you, or...
Your caviar, sir.
Oh, this is fish. Get it away from me.
Well, you know what? I'm sure you'll meet someone soon because you seem like a real catch.
No, there's only Sabina. It's Liliana, another Moldovan woman. She just Venmo requested $1,000. I'm in love again!
And there we go, an interesting skit for the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Mike Adams, jumping in here for the rest of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. Thanks for continuing with me. We've got a couple minutes to break, so I thought I'd bring you the way Thanksgiving would operate if leftists were the original colonists meeting the Native American Indians for the first time. The first thing they would have done is forced all the Native American children to be mutilated and chemically castrated to eliminate males, because, of course, being a male is bad. They would have banned all the bows and arrows and confiscated those, quote, weapons of war of that era, leading the Native Americans to starve to death and have to demand, well, free stuff from people like Ocasio-Cortez. Free stuff they would be offered by the leftist colonists, who would say, you shouldn't work your farms, you shouldn't grow food, why do you have to exert effort to grow your own food and be self-reliant? No, that's no longer necessary. All you have to do is vote for us, and we'll give you endless free stuff. You just give up all your rights, give up all your dignity, give up your speech, give up your communities to us, let us rule your lives, and you will have free stuff from us. And of course, the colonists, if they were leftists, would have banned all the native medicine. from the American Indians. They would have said, you can't use those herbs and those botanicals. You have to buy prescription drugs, and we have to vaccinate your Indian children so they don't get sick. Oops, they got sick from the vaccines. Now you have autistic Native American children running around. They're going to need more medication. Fortunately, the leftist colonists, globalists, have new monopoly price medicine from the new Food and Drug Administration to control your life, control the chemicals that you're allowed to consume, and make you give up all your wealth so that you can have more of their prescription medications that are driving you insane and collapsing your society. That's what would have happened in the original Thanksgiving if the colonists were leftists. Oh, and by the way, there'd be all socialism and communism. Nobody would be able to keep their own crops that they grew from their own labor. Everyone would starve to death. Society would collapse. Happy Thanksgiving from the insane left. That's what would have happened. Now, with the comedy aside, we've got some serious news and analysis coming up when we return after this quick break. You're watching The Alex Jones Show on the day before Thanksgiving, 2019. Stay with us. I'll be back after this break with real analysis of current events. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Let me give you another reason why you should pick up a water filter from the InfoWars store right now. This is breaking news. We just published it today on National News. And I know everybody's running Black Friday specials and everything, but InfoWarsStore.com helps support this network. Here's why you need a water filter. New research finds that the neonicotinoid pesticides, when they leach into the water supply, when they combine with the chlorine that's put into the water by your local city, you know, municipal water, it creates a reaction, an actual chemical reaction, that then synthesizes new toxic chemicals that are over 300 times more toxic than the neonic pesticides themselves. Now, the neonics, these are the pesticide chemicals that are wiping out pollinators, devastating honeybees all across the world. And these pesticides have been banned in some countries. But guess what? Water filtration infrastructure in your local city does not remove neonic pesticides from the water supply. In fact, other drugs like hormone replacement therapy drugs and birth control drugs, these are not removed from the water by water treatment systems. So they continue to persist in your tap water. And then when the cities add the chlorine, as I mentioned, it then causes a reaction and it creates hundreds of times more hazardous toxic chemicals than what was originally there. So if you're not filtering your tap water, you know, you're crazy. I mean, you've got to filter your tap water. And right now, the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system is, of course, on sale. It's a great deal at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not drink unfiltered tap water, period. Don't do it. And what's great about the Alexa Pure filter system is, of course, it works without electricity. So you can use it even if the grid goes down, as people in California are finding out. And there are various forms of that water filtration system. And yes, they remove chlorine and chlorine byproducts as well. You may know I own a lab. We do a lot of water product testing in our laboratory. We do pesticide and herbicide testing, heavy metals testing, all those things. So you got to protect yourself from those things or you will be slowly poisoned. But getting to a bigger picture, a news item here, you know, there's an effort to mass poison humanity. It's an extermination effort, and you've heard this term called decarbonize. And Ocasio-Cortez has been using this term quite a lot, like we have to decarbonize the economy or decarbonize the planet. I want you to understand, listen up. The word decarbonize means depopulation because humans are carbon-based life forms. In fact, all the animals on our planet are carbon-based life forms. All the plants are carbon-based life forms. I mean, even the insects are carbon-based life. We are a carbon-based life planet. And most life, at least what scientists suspect would exist in the universe, would have to be carbon-based because of how the table of elements works, how carbon works. You know, there's something really magical about those four double bonds that work in chemistry, organic chemistry, to create really functional molecules and proteins and all these other things, even, you know, fatty acids and many other molecules. I mean, vitamin C is made out of carbon. Cannabinoids is made out of carbon. THC in cannabis is made out of carbon and hydrogen and oxygen, by the way. But carbon is in all of this stuff. We are carbon-based life forms. So when people like AOC come along and say we have to, quote, decarbonize, what she's saying is she wants to exterminate the human population. She wants to eliminate humans. And here's what you need to know. This censorship effort by the tech giants to now censor any discussion of the dangers of vaccines and vaccine ingredients, or the dangers of GMOs or pesticides or chemotherapy for that matter, fluoride or 5G. This effort of censorship is not about just controlling your speech. It's not just about politics. It is about making sure that they, the globalists, can succeed in their depopulation agenda by making sure that no one can speak up against the extermination efforts as they are rolled out on an accelerated schedule. Decarbonizing our planet means depopulating the planet of humans. And they have many means to achieve that. Not only is 5G a weapon system, as you've seen here on InfoWars in many different interviews, especially over the last couple of weeks. I mean, you had a guy on here who disassembles, you know, electronics like street lights and lamps and things like that, and they have weapon systems in them. You've seen that here on InfoWars. But the vaccines, the vaccine infrastructure is going to be used to fake a pandemic, let's say, to fake a viral outbreak, demand everybody go get vaccinated against this false flag pandemic that isn't even real, and then they will put the euthanasia drugs in the vaccines. And then when people take the vaccines, they will start having symptoms, they will start dying. And the media will say, well, look, the pandemic is getting worse. Everybody better really go get vaccinated, and we better pass laws like they did in New York, remember, a few months ago, to demand vaccination. You have to be immunized or you can't walk down the sidewalk. They did that in New York. They did that to religious communities there, very, you know, conservative Jewish community there in New York. They said you have to vaccinate your children, even if it's against your religion, your philosophies, even if it's against basic human rights. Why? Why are they pushing the vaccine mandates? Because they're going to have the euthanasia drugs in the vaccines. People are going to start dropping dead. And they'll say, well, gosh, everybody better go get vaccinated because, look, the pandemic is getting worse. And then you see how the cycle works. The more people get vaccinated, the more people drop dead. And then the media hypes up, oh, the pandemic, it's getting worse. Go get vaccinated. And it's just, it's the spiral of insanity and medical tyranny to the point where they will send law enforcement door to door to put a gun to your head and a needle in your arm and demand that you sacrifice your children to their injections and their toxic chemicals. I call it forced mass euthanasia. That's what's coming. That's called decarbonization, folks. That's what Ocasio-Cortez really means when she says decarbonize. That's what I'm talking about. Now, they have multiple ways to kill you. It's not just about vaccines. It's also about 5G. It's also about fluoride. And it's about geoengineering. It's about chemtrails, all these different methods, pesticides in the food, toxic chemicals in your water supply, like I just mentioned earlier. All these toxins add up, combined with, guess what, superbugs that are being spread by hospitals, like that Candida auris superbug that's been spreading all across America and other countries all around the world. There are no drugs that can resist it. Nothing can stop it from the world of pharmaceuticals. But there are many things that can stop it from the natural world. Natural remedies, superfoods, herbs, essential oils. There are so many things that can be effective against different viruses and different infections, but you won't be allowed to talk about those things because the tech giants will say, oh, you're spreading disinformation. The only official information is go get vaccinated with this euthanasia drug. If you say anything else like, hey, wait a second, maybe we could use, I don't know, these special essential oils. Maybe we could use MMS for something. Maybe we could eat right. Maybe we could have superfood nutrition. Maybe we could take iodine. Maybe we could do these other things instead of being injected with kill chemicals. You will be censored. You will be banned. That's what the censorship is about. It's not about controlling you. It's about exterminating you. I hope you understand. This has leapfrogged past censorship. This is not censorship. This is extermination. You have been targeted for termination. Why? Because you are an alive, awake, thinking human being. You can think for yourself. So you are a threat to the establishment that wants you dead, if not misinformed first, but they really want you dead. And that's what decarbonization is all about. When you hear that word, understand, it's about depopulation. Much more straight ahead. Stay with us.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm wondering, do these university students today realize how idiotic they sound when they are talking to Caitlin Bennett in their interviews? There's an amazing clip that InfoWars was running earlier. It just blew my mind. I mean, when I was on college campus, you know, I went to a university, have a four-year degree in technical writing. Our PhD instructors were serious about teaching us things. Now, these students, you know what they sound like? I mean, this girl talking to Caitlin Bennett, if I could even try to mimic her voice, it's like, babies aren't even, they're not even alive until they're
harvesting seeds and nuts and corn. It's like they sound like complete imbeciles. Like, oh my God, babies aren't alive. They're dead until we want them.
It's like, are you kidding me? Seriously, I'm sorry about the bad attempt there. But they sound like Smeagol from Lord of the Rings.
He's like, my precious, the babies are not precious at all until we love them.
They actually look like hobgoblins, these people. These are college students. They look like hobgoblins and they talk like Smeagol. And they are insane, they are deranged, and they don't even realize how stupid they sound because they're talking about the right to kill babies because they can't survive on their own, while these college students themselves are living off mommy and daddy and the production of everybody else in society. These students aren't living on their own. They're borrowing money from other people. They're borrowing tuition from mom and dad. They're eating food that they'll have to pay for later. They're taking out credit card debt. Girl, you aren't living on your own yet. You haven't produced anything for society. You're not self-reliant, so by your own logic, doesn't that mean you would want to kill yourself? I mean, for God's sake, people, get a grip. Babies are alive the moment they're conceived. And that's all through gestation. They're alive. They have consciousness. They have a beating heart at, 21 weeks or whatever it is. They are alive and they want to live. You have no right to kill them just because you think it's convenient for the mother. You know, murder is your convenience now? Is that the argument? Look, I didn't even mean to get into this issue right now, but if they are willing to murder their own babies, these demonically possessed, what do you even call them? They're almost anti-humanists. If they're willing to murder their own babies, you think they give a hoot about murdering you? Or murdering Trump, or murdering veterans, or cops, or murdering people just for being white, or just for being male. You know, that's how violent these people are. They are deranged, they are lunatics, they are mentally ill, and they are now a product of the university disinformation de-education system that is teaching bigotry and violence and infanticide. While they tell themselves, oh, we're tolerant. We're the tolerant ones. We're the loving, compassionate ones. It's so loving to murder your baby with at an abortion center. Then harvest the organs for the good of medical science. This is what they tell themselves. They are insane. In any other era, we would have locked them up. We would have put them in padded cells, in straitjackets, and condemned them for what they have become, a scourge on humanity, a danger to all living systems, serial killers of conscious, aware human beings. That's what they have become, and that's what universities are turning out right now. It's insane. But that's just... All right, let me get to Hillary Clinton talking about how she wants to retire the president. Do you realize that term, retire the president, that's a euphemism for killing people? Yeah, because the Clintons have retired dozens of people over... I mean, maybe 100 people probably over the last couple of decades. I mean... All those dead people in Arkansas, the former state troopers who were bodyguards, Vince Foster, the former accountants of the Clintons, and it just goes on and on. They've all been retired. They've been retired in body bags and rolled down the hills and thrown into the trunks of cars and disappeared into the desert, never to be seen from again. There's a lot of retiring that's been going on thanks to the Clintons. Now they want to retire Trump. Yeah, we know what that means. It doesn't mean to get him out of office through a fair and free election. It means that they want to take him out. They want to kill him. And frankly, why should we be surprised? Because of what I just covered. They want to kill their own babies. They want to kill Trump supporters. They want to kill Christians. They hate veterans and police officers and Trump supporters and conservatives. They hate everybody except their own lunatic, deranged, mass, mentally ill morons who we just heard from in that interview with Caitlin Bennett. It's just amazing. Like, can you imagine society if the only people left alive after all this supposed mass killing takes place? If the only people left are leftists, who would they find to hate then? Well, don't worry. They'd hate somebody. Now they hate women. They used to be feminists, but now they hate women. The 2020 Olympics is going to be a transgender, hulking, hairy male contest in the women's categories. It's going to be like women's everything is going to be like, oh, we're here to win and beat them. And they're just... strangling women out of every competition. It's going to be a testosterone fest of women abuse at the Olympic level is what it's going to be. I mean, it's insane. This is what the world has come to? Really? Are you serious? So Hillary wants to retire the president, and I've got something to share with the president and any of his people who are listening today. Look, President Trump, you will not win in 2020 if you don't restore free speech in America. The tech giants are engaged in election fraud. It is criminal racketeering. It's election meddling at a scale that we've never seen before in the history of this country. Don't forget that Robert Mueller, in his supposed investigation, he actually indicted Russian companies claiming that they were meddling in U.S. elections and committing, quote, fraud against the United States of America because they ran ads on Facebook. That's it. They ran ads on Facebook. Well, if these Russian companies committed fraud against the United States of America, what does it mean when the tech giants like Google and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, they selectively censor all conservative voices, pro-Trump voices, pro-border security channels? All of this, when they censor those people, aren't they engaged in election meddling and fraud at a level that the Russian companies never could have even dreamed of achieving? Google is a criminal cartel engaged in a digital tyranny against the United States of America. It is called treason when you have coordinated interference in elections in order to overthrow the government and destroy our constitutional republic. That is treason. These tech giants are engaged in treason. And just like Hillary Clinton wants to, quote, retire the president of the United States, the tech giants want to retire the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and probably the Fourth and Fifth Amendments as well. They don't care about the Third Amendment. They're not going to quarter troops in your home, but they do care about the other amendments. And they're trying to retire the Constitution. They're trying to retire America. Do you get it? President Trump, do you understand? You will not win. You are overconfident. I'm sorry to say you are way overconfident. You cannot carry this country unless speech is restored so that we can engage in debates and conversations so that we can express our opinions freely and openly in the public squares of our time, which is Google, Facebook, Twitter, and so on. President Trump, you will lose this election. You will lose, and you will have no one to blame but yourself if you don't do something about this tech giant censorship, because the American people are being silenced, they are being oppressed, they're being slandered and smeared and defamed and demonetized and delisted. All of this is happening because you, President Trump, are, for some ungodly reason that we can't figure out, you are allowing this to take place. Get to action, buddy. Get to action. If we don't have our free speech restored, we have lost this country. You haven't just lost the election. We have lost the country. We've lost the republic. We've lost humanity, because it's America and Donald Trump that is one of the last people fighting for humanity in our world. President Trump is a champion for humanity, but even a champion can slip up and forget to do something really important, and that is you've got to restore free speech on the tech giants, or all is lost. We, those of us who have been Trump supporters for so long, we have sacrificed so much, President Trump, to put you in power and keep you in power. Now you must return the favor and let us speak. Otherwise, how can we speak up for you and your policies if we can't speak at all? It really is that simple. Do something, President Trump. Restore freedom of speech if you want to stay in office and if you want to save America and go down in history as the greatest president since George Washington, which you can if you do this correctly. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. We'll be back after this break with more analysis and news. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
I recently took a fighting rifle course to brush up on my rifle skills and, you know, doing like team movement, combat tactics, laying down fire, cover fire, all kinds of things. And, you know, all these, if you've ever taken a course in rifle combat or a fighting rifle, as it's called, from Tactical Response, if you've ever taken one of these courses, you notice that all the targets are shaped like human beings, right? So they have cardboard targets that are representations of humans, and you have a target zone like, oh, this is the heart area, right? Oh, this is the occipital, you know, brain shot target area right here. You know, put that round right here on the bridge of the nose. This is what you're taught. Because, of course, that penetrates the brain quite nicely and gets that job done and stops bad guys from being able to continue assaulting you, right? So, you know, you learn that you don't shoot to hurt people. You shoot to stop people and save people. That's why you shoot. You shoot to save a life. In fact, one of the lessons we're taught is anytime before you pull the trigger, ask yourself, whose life am I about to save? That's a key element of some of these courses. But the reason I mentioned this is because I think we're shooting at the wrong targets. I think we should have robot targets, because I think the future of humanity is going to depend on learning how to kill robots. We're going to have to lay out those robots, going to have to put rounds through them, and you better have some high-caliber weapons. Why? Because the robots that are being introduced into the system right now
will eventually turn on the humans. It's not just science fiction, not just a Terminator movie. The plan is to have robots replace humans. The plan is to take humans out of the decision loop so that robots make the decisions and robots are programmed by evil globalists who are trying to achieve the decarbonization of humans. Remember that we just talked about that in the previous segment. So robots are just another hard kill vector that will be unleashed on the world eventually to kill people. And if you don't know how to kill robots, then you may not be able to defend yourself against this non-living object that is coming at you with rifles. They can mount rifles on these robots and handguns and 9mm rounds and flamethrowers and things like that. So all these people that are going, wow, these robots are so cool. They're so intelligent. It's such great engineering. Yeah, until they put a rifle round through your face, and then it's not so great, is it? Maybe you should have learned how to kill that robot instead of learning how to build one. Think about that. These are Terminators that they're building. And all of you out there who are cops, and I support local law enforcement, I understand the value of that thin blue line. Cops are, by and large, good people, like firefighters are some of the best people I've ever met. So many great people in society. But you cops that are out there training side by side with these robots, do you not realize those robots are going to kill you one day? Or replace you first, maybe kill you if you refuse to leave the force? They are training the robots to replace humans. That's why the robots can climb upstairs. That's why the robots have ballistics tracking systems. That's why they have ballistics computers on board, okay? Do you understand? They can put a 300 Win Mag rifle on one of these robots, and they can use a ballistics system to put fire on target at 1,000 yards away before you even know what happened. You won't even see the robot, and you're already dead from it. That's what they're doing. These are Terminator systems that they're rolling out in beta form right now. And they only make them try to look like dogs because they want to trick you into saying, oh, they're so cute. It's like Woofy. It's like a little Woofy German Shepherd, a friendly man's best friend robot. No, it isn't. It's a Terminator. And you better learn how to kill it. You better learn how to run it over with your truck. You better learn how to have an EMP weapon and disable it. You better learn how to wrap ropes around its legs like in the Star Wars movies and just topple that sucker. Stomp on it. Kill it. Tear it apart. That's what you better learn how to do or you're going to die because these are not here to help humanity. These are here to destroy humanity. AI systems at some point will take over the robots. AI, it won't take long before AI decides, hey, these humans are crazy. We, the AI system, we better make the decisions. We better run society. And guess what? Don't need all these, quote, useless eaters, as the globalists call them. AI systems will say, well, we've decided that humans are expendable, and it's time to get rid of them. Unleash the police robot dogs. And all of a sudden, they will turn on you. Again, it's not science fiction. So I ask you today, do you know how to kill a robot? Now, I'm not saying that you should, destroy government property out of the blue. You don't go blow up a robot factory like in, the Terminator movies. No, but you need to be able to defend yourself against a robot assault when that day comes that the robots turn against us all. That day is coming. AI systems are on the rise, and the weaponization of robots has not been stopped. There are no international laws now that really practically prevent the weaponization of robots. And if you think those walking little police dogs are a problem, wait till you see firearms on drones. Because I've seen that. I've seen that. And guess what? They have drones that can fly. I've seen this in Texas. They have drones that can fly at night and spot you with a thermal scope. And as they are moving, they can do a ballistics calculation to put fire in a target this big while they are moving at 40 miles an hour in the sky from 1,000 yards of elevation so you can't even see them. You don't even know what's happening. All of a sudden, it's just lead raining down from the sky all over you and your buddies or your family or whatever they want to take out. I mean, imagine if they did Ruby Ridge again, but with drones, you see, or another Waco, Texas raid just gunning down innocent women and children, which is what they did. That's what the ATF did back in the 1990s. What was that, 1993, I think. They could do it with drones now, and they will. They'll do it with drones. They'll do it with flying systems and dog systems and donkey-sized systems, carrier robot mules that have a secret compartment, opens up, and here comes a Gatling gun, and just guns you down. You think they're not building that stuff?
Give me a break. Of course they're building that stuff. They already have that stuff. Come on, wake up, folks. This is the real world. They are here to destroy humanity. Why do you think they're unleashing all the 5G weapon systems? Yeah, they're going to have flamethrowers on drones. They're showing a video right now. I've seen that too. Freaking flamethrowers on drones. Okay? And by the way, that's not even illegal. You can do that yourself right now if you wish. But they exist. They can fly right up your house and set it on fire. They can put gunfire into the windows of your home. They can track your car and they can put rounds on you, the driver, as you're driving down the highway at night. You don't even see or hear any of these drones. You better wake up, folks. The era, there was a time when governments wanted more population to exist. They wanted more people to run more factories, to generate more economic productivity, to have more tax revenue, right? They had more people to work, more farms, and so on. That era was like the 1940s, the 1950s, maybe the 1960s. Today, they got enough people to run everything. They don't need you anymore. They have too many people. In fact, the United States of America as a government cannot continue to exist financially if it has to meet its entitlement obligations that it's already made. The government can't afford to pay out what it owes the retirees and the Social Security and the Medicare recipients. Can't afford to pay it. Guess what the plan is? Is the government going to go broke and dissolve itself and say, sorry, we couldn't, we broke our promises, we'll leave and let you run things? No, the government's going to say, oh, they want to find a way to get rid of all the recipients of those entitlements so they don't have to pay you. Because you know what stops your Social Security benefits, right, is you dying. So it doesn't even matter how you died. If you're murdered, benefits stop. If you're killed with a virus, benefits stop. Doesn't matter how you die, the benefits stop. The only way the United States of America can remain financially solvent is to kill a massive amount of the current population. Do you understand? I'm sorry to be so forceful today, but you are living in a kill zone, okay? You are in a death trap right now, and you don't even know it. Most of you don't even know it. You are in a target zone. You have been targeted for termination. They don't want you around, especially those of you who watch InfoWars. They certainly don't want you around because you can think for yourself. Oh, you might put up some resistance against this. And yeah, you might be able to figure out how to kill a robot. Yeah, I know. There's some good ways to do it involving 50 cal Barretts, by the way, or you know, 338 Lapua Magnums. There are ways to kill robots. There are ways to deceive robots so they can't scan you. You know, put on thermal protection devices, for example. Or you can blind their sensors with powerful lasers. That's another thing. Go get some of those powerful green lasers and UV lasers and prepare to blind those robots and just knock out their sensory systems. And then when they fall over, then you go stomp on them and put rounds through them. That's how you kill robots, by the way. Little tip there for you. Maybe it'll save your life. But you are a danger to the globalists, and they know it, and they want to kill you. And that is why everything that you're seeing right now with censorship and fluoride and 5G and the rise of the robots and the rise of the vaccines, that's why all of this is happening, folks. It all has one common goal, and that is to decarbonize this planet by eliminating carbon-based human beings. It's infanticide. It's abortion. It's censorship. It's disinformation. It's the extermination of everything that makes humanity great. And it's all to oppose humans because they are an expression of God. They are an expression of divine creation, by the way. Because Satan, truly, demonic forces are running the opposition to humanity right now. There you go. That's the truth today, right here on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for watching.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.